We are under the control of the globalists. You and the globalists are sadly mistaken. You are only under the control of the people that you submit to. The socialists, the Zionists, the Masons, the Illuminati, Council on Foreign Affairs, Skull and Bones, Satanists, the CIA, the FBI, ETC, you name it. The foolish people of today are suggesting or insinuating that these groups of people are somehow in control of the rest of us. These people constantly highlight what it is that these groups, allied with hell, are doing to us and what it is that they are going to do to us in the future. For as much as these wicked men and women would love to take credit for having all power over the lives of others, as if to suggest that they are somehow God, I'm here to say that they and others that believe these lies are sadly mistaken. And those only add strength to tyranny by proclaiming it to be so. And at length, it is paralyzing men by using the fear of man and the fear of consequence, which is only diabolical. We are to fear God, not men, nor are we to take counsel from our fears. Psalm 22, verse 28 tells us, "For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he is the governor among the nations." If in America today you can't see the obvious taking place, which is that judgment is turned backwards, where men in both the pulpits and politics, along with their followers, have now magnified the crime in omitting the law instead of magnifying the law against the crime and establishing righteousness through judgment. In other words, we have the blind leading the blind directly into the ditch. We are inundated with lies that are magnified over the truth, which is only temporary, by the way, and that the devil is somehow said to be all-powerful and is in control over the Most High God and his children is ludicrous. However, I'm here to tell those that you are sadly mistaken. Though we know the mainstream media that covers for these global conspirators, they would love for you to believe that they are what you want them to believe that they are, and they are not. One must remember that these are but mere men that will bow their knees just like the rest of us and answer to their creator just like the rest of us for every thought and deed, again, just like the rest of us. Their riches will not profit them in the day of wrath, nor are they able to save their own souls. Psalm 22, verse 29, "And they that be fat upon the earth shall eat and worship, and they that go down to the dust shall bow before him, and none can keep alive his own soul." How can one be a Christian and not see the Lord's willingness to do for us as he did for the likes of Abraham, Joseph, Moses, Joshua, David, Gideon, Samson, and the rest of them? The Lord said in Jeremiah 33, verse 3, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things in which thou knowest not." If you go to Deuteronomy 10, 17, it says, "For the Lord your God is God of gods, and the Lord of lords, the great, the mighty, and the awesome God." And furthermore, Jesus said, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given unto me." And wasn't it Jesus that said, "Greater works will you do than I did because I go to my Father"? So therefore, there's no excuse on the behalf of those that call themselves Christians, because we are to understand clearly that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. People are simply where they are today because of that which they have submitted themselves to. Nothing more and nothing less. America, as you know it, has now fallen to the judgments of the Most High under the curse because they have refused to act under his blessings. In Deuteronomy 8:19, it says, "And it shall be, if thou do it all forget the Lord thy God, and walk after other gods, and serve them, and worship them, I testify against you this day that you shall surely perish." 325.7 million people capitulating to a small percentage of criminals that they fail to deal with, that they think and act as if they are above the law. Why? Because again, the people have been conditioned to refuse to hold them accountable to the law. It isn't like the people on a global scale don't know who the guilty are, because we all do, and that by name, as a matter of fact. Instead, people just simply refuse to see and act accordingly to the Word of God, in throwing off tyranny and in process would rather suffer their abuses, period. In the light of Scripture, how does anyone justify the unjustifiable when it comes to saying that we are under... bbsradio.com.
Hello, I'm Curtis Powers, the producer of the film Agenda, Grinding America Down. Agenda has won many different awards for its clarity in explaining the purposefulness behind the 100-year war against America from within. If you'd like to get a copy, please go to agendadocumentary.com, agendadocumentary.com. This award-winning film will help be a great educational tool for you and your family.
William Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, prophesied over 100 years ago that the chief danger that confronts the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, politics without God, and heaven without hell. And here we are today.
One of you said to me recently, rock the boat.
Well, ladies and gentlemen,
you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present for righteousness' sake.
That's
what the enemy knows. Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Happy New Year. Psalm 33, verse 12. Read it when you get a moment. Americans, you need to brace yourselves. After you stand up, during this time of bracing yourselves, what am I talking about? Well, the corrupt politicians, along with the mainstream media's useful idiots, are going to blame the innocent for the guilty once again when it comes to this terror attack that we just witnessed in the New Orleans area. Folks, don't sit back and act like you didn't know where this came from. I mean, look at the timing of this. Also notice the fact that, folks, these Sugar Bowl areas, they're gun-free zones. That is a permission slip, a green light for those that are writing out their manifestos as to how there's going to massacre as many people as they possibly can in gun-free zones. Isn't that crazy? Yeah, it really is. Am I being smart? Not at all, folks. Did you know that it was Fisher Ames? He was also the architect of the First Amendment that said no act can have the force of law against the Bill of Rights. In other words, the Bill of Rights was put in place for what reason? Because they are the thou shall nots to those that serve we the people. Are they obeying that? Absolutely not. They're creating gun-free zones. Just imagine this, friends. 10 people wouldn't have been murdered yesterday if the American people would have been armed. The report says New Orleans massacre, dead 10 people, over 30 injured. I got to tell you, too, I just watched some live footage from a personal telephone from a person that was actually there, from a friend of mine, and I hope I'm at liberty to share this with you. But it was interesting that they started to hear the gunshots go off concerning this terrorist that had an ISIS flag on the back of his truck before he opened fire on the people. I could hear the kids running, and I'm talking about college-age kids that were there, that were a part of this big parade, this big celebration going on for New Year's Eve. It's interesting, they were all laughing about it, but little did they know that 10 people were murdered by this individual. I want you to see this headline because rest assured, friends, history teaches us anything. They create the crisis, they bring in the new order, okay? Look at the headline. Punished Adams chief. Breaking, the New Orleans attacker has been identified as a 42-year-old Samsud Din Hayid, who had an ISIS flag per NOLA. Now, I want you to keep in mind, it's been your government that has been responsible for the creation of what you know as ISIS. Just ask the CIA. Seen it firsthand with my own eyes, friends, through witness. And I'm telling you this for the very purpose, friends, that this, again, is not just happening by chance. The CIA does what, said John Stockton? They are responsible for destabilizing governments. And while they destabilize, what do? The government sits back after that. You find out that they're responsible for the crime. only to play the problem solver when the people rise up and say, we need to do something about these guns. And they'll find one or two paid little informants or useful idiots to go ahead and play the fool for the rest of us to sit back and do nothing about it, only to find out that they're getting paid as a little pawn to do the things that they're doing, saying, we need to get rid of the Second Amendment. Well, you know what? It's a good thing there were people that had the right to bear arms to put a stop to what was going on, if people are thinking that far. I want to show this to you again. We also know now the rented truck contained explosives, and he was wearing full-body armor. I'm just curious, where did this guy come from? Just out of nowhere, just in time. Let's play stupid Americans so they can do it again and again and again and again. And rest assured, that's exactly what they do. Again and again and again and again. Bradley, I heard you say that the CIA created ISIS. They did. Here, let me tell you. The truth is there is no Islamic army or terrorist group called Al-Qaeda. And any informed intelligent officer knows this, but there is a propaganda campaign to make the public believe in the presence of an identified entity representing the devil only in order to drive TV watchers to accept a unified international leadership for a war against terrorism. The country behind this is the United States. Wow. Did he really say that, former British Foreign Secretary Robin Cook, who mysteriously died up in the mountains? Yeah. He really said that. You know, terrorism works for those that are profiting from it. As a matter of fact, if you want to go ahead and ask George Bush, he was the one that said, well, out of these troubled times, a new world order can emerge. A new era free from the threat of terror today, but new world order is struggling to be born. A world quite different from the one that we have known. If we are successful, and we will be, Americans, did you know that there's information coming out? I don't know why it's taken so long, but people were trying to tell you back then that the said guilty party concerning taking down the two towers, they were all CIA assets, informants, paid actors. You guys all remember what took place then. Nobody's profited from September 11th more than your said government, friends. Who did they attack? A foreign country? Nope. They attacked you. They created agencies warring against you. Just ask the Department Homeland Security, who identified 70 times over American Christians as law abiders, by the way, as the domestic terrorists. But I want to give you the definition of terrorism just so you know what it is. Terrorism, defined in Oxford's Old English Dictionary, the original definition is government by intimidation. Did you hear that? It's government by intimidation. Until you people become educated as to understand that there's nothing new under the sun, Ecclesiastes 1:9, this is going to continuously happen over and over and over again. And you mark my words concerning what just took place here, friends. They're going to blame the law abiders for the crimes of the lawbreakers. Also consider one more point before we take a hard break here. Who opened the borders up? Why? Who's inviting these individuals into America more than your federal and state governments? Committing the act of treason, Luke 22:48, Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution? Nobody is. So therefore, who then is responsible for the crime and the massacre that just took place in New Orleans? You can keep acting like it's not them, but friends, everything points to them every step of the way, every single time, almost without fail. Without fail. What we're going to be hitting today, friends, is we're going to burn through today's show the best way we can. I'm going to go ahead and get you caught up to some of the topics taking place in the country here. But I want to go back to a conversation I had with a guy yesterday who had said, you know what, dude, you sound like you're anti-government. No, you're just ignorant. I'm doing what the government's supposed to be doing. I'm doing what the church is supposed to be doing. And if you took the time to read the Bible and the Constitution, I wouldn't have to sit there and tell you what you should already know. You're one of those that is just going along to get along. And what you don't realize is you're going headlong into the hell that they're creating. Psalm 9, 16 and 17. And many of you seem to be okay with it. The fact of the matter is, folks, we need to educate people so they can understand as to where this is coming from. Yet, these people that say that it's anti-government, they're the ones complaining about what the government's doing to them through taxation without representation 24/7. How do you help with people that don't help themselves? You don't. But you educate the ones that have ears to hear. We'll be right back. Hey, BBS Radio. Hey, BBS Radio. Swing! BBSRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Kerry Vinci from Rancho Santa Fe, California. I've recently been elected to school board and would like to give a special thanks to Bradley Dean for the positive inspiration he's given me to be involved in our kids' future for our great nation. Please join Bradley Dean in his quest to reinstate common sense, Christian-based approach to bring people together to live free with liberty and justice for all.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day. And we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Don't have a place to go for church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with Scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all true Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you're looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inerrant Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble.
Hey, BBS Radio. Hey, BBS Radio. Swing! BBSRadio.com. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the store. Also, go over to the schedule. This will all be updated this week. Also, wanted to let you know that your orders will go out first thing in the morning, and you will have your orders within 3 to 5 days, say at the USPS. We say 2 to 3 days. Also, consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty to keep us out there, folks. We've got a lot of stuff to do this year, and we need to get into the face of a world that doesn't want to hear the truth, yet they claim they want to hear the truth. Well, we have to give it to them the way that the gospel is to be preached, not the way that that man wants to go ahead and tickle their ears and soften down the very message that we're supposed to give them. I think of Leonard Ravenhill. He's the guy that said, you know, if Jesus preached the way that modern day hirelings preach today, he'd have never been crucified. That's exactly right. It's exactly right. Speaking of which, I brought this up before, and I need to bring it up again. I have a video. It's about 17 minutes and 35 seconds long, and I'm not going to go there. But I'll tell you what, a lot of times in their confusion, the enemy blurts out the truth. And what am I talking about? Well, just give them enough rope, as the old adage is, friends, and they'll always tell you the truth of the matter, because there's a lot of predictive programming going on today. And I'm saying that for a couple reasons. I'm going to make my first point, and then I'll make my second point in just a moment here. When you look at this Pope, now all of you Catholic people out there, which, by the way, the word means universal, okay? All of you Catholic people, you need to understand that people in that denomination, which there shouldn't be in any sense of the word denomination, were to follow Christ, not man. But what's interesting, John 14, 6, 1 Timothy 2, 5. But I'm telling you this for the very purpose that there's a lot of Catholics in the world today that are posting websites and creating websites that are talking of the heresies of this said Pope, who puts himself in the place of the vicar, the mediator between man and God. And I'm talking about this Pope Francis. The heretical stuff that I have seen from this guy, I am surprised the people have not had him removed long, long ago. But then again, that's the world in which we live. The masses submit to the one or two, to their own destruction. Why that is, I have no idea. They're led to believe that they know more than the people do. That's what they want you to believe, friends. But yet the Bible says that the child is a model of heaven, and it's the simple that understand. It's not the political pawns such as these guys. And I'm not just talking about the Pope in Catholicism. I'm also talking about the likes of a Franklin Graham, a Billy Graham, and these others that have been put up there to be gatekeepers. That's to suggest that somehow or another they're the standard. No, they are not. Get them out of the way. It doesn't tell us that we're to seek the Lord through the Pope. It doesn't say that we're supposed to seek the Lord through Franklin Graham or any other pawn that's been put in place, 1 Kings 13:33. It says that we're supposed to go into the closet between us and him in private. We are to go to him in Jesus' name because he is the mediator. But if you don't want to do that, this is what you get. The Pope just got done recently stating that if Jesus is to come back, he said, the Pope declared that if Jesus were to return, he hopes that he would be killed by the Jews again. Wow, does it sound like there's some sort of an alliance going on here, friends, with the Zionists? Oh, yeah. No question about it. Does that sound like the Jews that the Lord is talking about concerning the Israel of God? Absolutely not. This is the synagogue of Satan is what this is. The Pope comes out and says he hopes that Jesus on his return, he's killed by the Jews again. Doesn't that sound like what's going on concerning the Zionists and federal and state governments that are trying to create anti-Semitism bills right now, attacking the Word of God? And what I propose to the people, and you can keep listening to me because you're going to see my point of view either in blessing or in a curse. That's up to you. But here's the thing. Does that sound familiar as to what's going on here, friends? You got to ask the question, who are they working for? And I'm telling you who they're working for. The Jews of the synagogue of Satan, not the Israel of God. Because if they were the Israel of God, the children of God, they wouldn't be attacking the Word of God. And yet that's what these heretics are doing. These people are an abomination. They are daring the justice of God, along with the people that submit and are complicit with the crimes that they create in poisoning the minds of the innocent throughout the world. I'm going to go ahead and play just a couple minutes of this. I'm not going to play much of it, but I want you to hear for yourself.
Pope Francis left onlookers stunned at an Italian prison when he made a statement that sent shockwaves through the Catholic Church. During what may have been described as an openly occult ceremony, one that allegedly involved opening a portal of darkness, the Pope declared that if Jesus were to return, he hopes he would be killed by Jews again. Yes, you heard that right. On Christmas Eve of all days. If you thought Pope Francis couldn't possibly make it any clearer that he's a false prophet who worships the devil, you'd be wrong. Before we dive in,
join... I can't help you. I mean, folks, I can't help you if you don't want to listen, okay? Now that we got that covered, I want to go on to the next point. This is... by the way, they're so bold, they're not even hiding anything anymore. Americans, happy new year, but what are you going to do in the new year, justified ones? If you're justified, then you're the ones that are doing the works, and you do it because you're justified. The church needs to come together. Christ is the one that leads the way. That's the one, in his name alone, is the one that we need to seek out until he shows himself strong on the behalf of his faithful in Jesus' name for his name's sake, like he always has in the past to the present. Okay? I was just making point concerning the illegals. I want you to check this out because this is more information of what the American people already know. And again, if you don't want to respond to what's going on here, you're just inviting destruction. Amos 6:3, and rest assured, it is coming. In this new year, you can rest assured it's coming. That wave is coming again, folks. Let's listen to what this guy has to say.
You want to talk about a real tragedy? It's right here in the canal zone of Panama City. This whole facility used to be controlled by the U.S. government. It was a military base to protect the Panama Canal. Jimmy Carter gave it away, and now it's basically been taken over by the United Nations and NGOs. One of those right here, OIM, Organization of International Migration. They're the same organization that were handing out condoms and birth control to illegal aliens before they came over the Darien Gap into Panama. Rather than saying, stop, don't do it, they said, here's some condoms, here's some birth control for when you get raped on the way. That's how disgusting these organizations are. They pretend to be good, and all they're doing is feeding on human misery. And this entire facility here, almost every single building here now is either United Nations operation. You've got UNICEF on the other side of this building. You've got the UNHCR. Now they have two buildings. That's the refugee side of the United Nations. They've got two buildings because they've had to expand. They got too big for this. And on top of that, you even have the Clinton Foundation out here. These organizations need to be defunded, and they need to be investigated for trafficking. They are part of what the cartel's doing. You can't just blame the cartel. These organizations have to come down to. Not another dime of taxpayer dollars should go to the United Nations, and in particular, not to OIM.
Okay, so what he's telling us, folks, is that all these organizations are now giving over to the UN, the United Nations, which was created out of World War II because it failed during World War I under the League of Nations. So out of war, out of chaos, they created what? The United Nations. That was the whole plan in the first place. Well, what are they using with them? Well, they're telling you that they're the peacekeepers. They're the good people. One question can I ask real quick? The UN, they're called peacekeepers. What do they use to keep the peace? Oh, I just wanted to make sure you've seen all that military artillery, all the arms that are used, the bombs that are used, the tanks that are used. Oh, yeah, I get it. It just depends on who you're submitting to, right? Either the tyrant or you're submitting to the Lord. To those that trust in horses, you're going to reap the curse. To those that trust in the Lord, you're going to reap the blessing. Okay, He is our shield. He's our buckler. He's our high fortress. He's the one that upholds us. He's the one that keeps us hidden under the shadow of the Almighty. The list goes on. But he's telling you that it's the United Nations aiding the illegals coming into the United States of America. And then he's showing you what these organizations are doing. Now, when it comes to the Clinton Foundation, folks, you've been told what the Clinton Foundation's been doing for years. For years. And they're still there. What are they doing? Oh, they're just the other side of the WWF right now, right? They're just playing tag team with what's going on when it comes to your freedoms. When it comes to attacking the innocent and committing crimes against people at large that are committing genocide, that are creating war, that are drug trafficking. Nobody was a bigger drug trafficker than Bill Clinton and the George Bush administration during the 90s and his gubernatorial candidacy in Arkansas there, in Mena, Arkansas. That's common knowledge. He was the biggest drug dealer in the world during that particular time. The president, the said president of the United States of America, he was the governor, then he became the president after the deed was done. My goodness, folks, you all know this. Go to Clinton Chronicles. If you haven't seen it, go ahead, check it out. Go to Clinton Chronicles. Check it out, and you tell me what you find. I'm going to come back on the other side, and I'm going to show you what the Florida sheriff is telling the American people do, what they're to do when it comes to the illegals invading their homes. He said, expect to be shot. Expect to be shot. We'll be right back. Ben Franklin said in September of 1782 that bad examples to youth are more rare in America, which must be comfortable consideration to parents. To this may be truly added that serious religion, Christianity, under its various denominations, is not only tolerated, but respected and practiced. Atheism is unknown there, infidelity rare and secret, so that persons may live to a great age in that country without having their piety shocked by meeting with either atheist or an infidel. Martin Luther King Jr. was right when he said that a man of conscience can never be a consensus leader. He doesn't take a stand in order to search for consensus. He is ultimately a molder of consensus. The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in the moments of comfort or in the moments of convenience, but where he stands in the moments of being challenged and in moments of controversy. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSRadio.com.
My name is Dr. John Diamond. I'm the director of Peacemakers Outreach and the author of the book, An Appeal to Heaven, A Cry for Divine Justice. Bradley Dean's Sons of Liberty radio show presents an unapologetic and unabashed presentation of all of the culturally relevant issues of our day from a biblical perspective. His commitment to preach the whole counsel of God's word is a breath of fresh air in a nation where even the pastors are afraid to preach the truth.
Patrick Henry said in a speech to the House of Burgess in May of 1765 that it cannot be emphasized too clearly and too often that this nation was founded not by religionists, but by Christians. Not on religion, but on the gospel of Jesus Christ. For this very reason, people of other faiths have been afforded asylum, prosperity, and freedom of worship here.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News
Good evening
is
and
a
welcome
national
tonight.
Newspaper that tells it like
I'm
it is.
I'm going to play this for you
we
in just
don't
a moment,
have time
friends.
For nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
BBSRadio.com. Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com and check out our store today. Hey, I want to just give a special shout out to my friend Doug and Don over at BBS. I know you're watching, Don. I just want to tell you I appreciate you, guy. This guy has done everything in his power over the last 6 months to make sure that this show stayed up where it belonged. Even better than that, just to make sure that it got out there even further than where it was before under Genesis Communication Networks. So I salute both Doug and Don from BBSRadio.com, and I just honestly appreciate you. I really do. And I was just thinking that, so I wanted to share it with you, man. You have my heart in part. I want to get back to something that I was just highlighting because we were talking about how the UN is ushering in and alluring and aiding the illegals to come into the United States of America because the last administration was doing business with the Mexican cartel, trying to force them into America, and so the UN is helping them do the same thing. No joke. It's happening right now. I know that people think it's unthinkable, but if you see the crimes of those that are behind or occupy the offices of these agencies in the halls of government, they always do the unthinkable. That's why they do it, because they don't think that you would believe that they would be responsible for such a crime. But that's why you have guys like me that continuously pull the curtain back to show you otherwise. And you know what I'm telling you is true. Now respond to the truth. Truth demands a response. It absolutely does. But I'm going to show you something really quick here, and then I'm going to make my second point that I said I was going to make just a moment ago. This is an article from G. Edward Griffin. He's been on Tim's shows quite a few times, And I just want you to see this report really quick, and then I'm going to make the point that the sheriff wants you to know about, because it's important that you get it, especially the illegals get it. You ready for this?
Mark Wilson in for Linda Hurtado.
And I'm Haley Hines. Thanks for joining us. First at 5, they were masked and armed with a crowbar. But two men who broke into a Bradenton home last night ended up coming face-to-face with a homeowner who was armed with a gun. Investigators say the homeowner fired shots, killing one of the intruders. The other ran off but was arrested blocks away. As Fox 13's Kimberly Cuisan tells us, the sheriff is now praising that homeowner.
Manatee Sheriff Rick Wells says the homeowner did exactly what was needed to be done to protect his family.
That's right.
He says the suspect, who was arrested, came to the U.S. on a 90-day visa
illegals.
From Chile that expired in September.
Just after 9 Thursday night, a man and his wife were in their home on Hickory Hammock Circle in Bradenton's River Club when they got a security alert.
They hear this commotion going on. They see these suspects that are masked up. Trying to break into the home. They were able to pry that window open.
The homeowner only had seconds to act.
He knew that something bad was about to happen, and he didn't stall. He grabbed his firearm. He told his wife to get into a safe spot.
Manatee Sheriff Rick Wells says the husband came face-to-face with the masked men. One was already inside his home, and another was climbing through a window. Nearby neighbors heard what happened next.
I sat down next to the lanai. The door was open, and I vividly heard, you know, three gunshots.
27-year-old Jorge Nestevan Flores Toledo of Mexico, who goes by Annabelle Miller Valencia, was injured and later died. Detectives say he had been arrested for burglary in Illinois and had an active warrant for a parole violation.
Gosh, he's here illegally. He's here illegally. He committed armed robbery previously to him getting killed. He was on parole. His visa expired. He's an illegal. I mean, how many different ways are you going to allow your said representatives and giving them a pass to commit crimes against you and your families? This sheriff right here, my friends, is doing a good job. This person that defended himself and his wife by shooting an armed assailant had every right in the world to do so. And yet your government is trying to accuse you of the crime of the guilty. This guy said otherwise. And the other guy took the room temperature test and he failed, didn't he? Yes, he did. Hey, folks, you got to understand that your system of injustice in this country is what is creating these criminals. Soft judges produce hardened criminals, and it's exactly why, folks, they are getting away with what they're getting away with. But when you have a good sheriff that says things like, shoots and kills illegal alien, sheriff said to home invaders, should expect to be shot if you violate the law in this country, okay? Here's my second point that I wanted to highlight. Have you guys heard of this movie? It's come out now. It's called Homestead. Are you paying attention, folks, as to the seeds that Hollywood is planting into the minds of the people? How America's under attack, how this, that, and the other thing, all the things that we're talking about right now are going down. And then all of a sudden finding out there's foreigners in our land, they're coming into our homeland, and they're trying to take us out. You guys seeing all this? Do you guys realize that in Jeremiah 16:12, the Bible says that the Lord will judge us according to our imaginations? See, you're judged again. Again, this is as clear as it gets. Either the bad guys are going to be judged by the good guys, or the good guys are going to be judged by God for not being the good guys that the Lord has commanded them to be. Is that simple enough? Am I being condescending? Yeah, it gets a little frustrating at times, friends, when you say the same things over and over and over again. This brand new movie come out, friends, called Homestead. It's all about planting more seeds about what is coming. It is predictive programming, and you're seeing it all day long. If it's not coming from The Simpsons, if it's not coming from the controlled operatives, those that are standing at the gate and the gatekeepers, like all the said conservatives of the day for the most part, friends, rest assured if it's not coming from them, it is definitely coming from Hollywood because they are predictively programming what is up and coming. I want to tell you this. You heard from this pulpit over 20 years ago. 20 years ago, I've been on radio. When I started radio, the first thing I remember moving on was telling you Americans, your said politicians, along with corrupt politicians and the mainstream media working hand in glove, are the ones that are doing their best to create domestic insurrection. What am I talking about? They're pitting one against another. Look at this. Indiana University begins teaching white students that they are evil and racist. This is criminal. But this is who's responsible for it, is the people that are the same ones that are responsible for making movies like this and driving a narrative that is counterproductive to who we are as a people, never bringing about resolve, never bringing about reference to the Constitution and the law that condemns the politicians for doing what they're doing today. Never. Why? That only happens to an ignorant people. That's why they want to keep people dummy down, right? Hosea 4:6. Never. The justice or judgment of God always falls upon the disobedient. And I want to just go back and say this, and we're going to jump to the next point because I got to burn out what I didn't yesterday. Because after the show was over on radio, I still went on for about another 15 minutes. And I want to get to that 15 minutes that I didn't get to on the radio so I can bring it to closure. But folks, you have to understand, China and Russia, folks, they're calling for a new world order. You started it under Bush. You already know the Bush regime was long responsible for the crimes that have been committed against us. Okay? And the people have known this. And I'm not going to go through all that. But just go back to Prescott Bush, who was indicted in 1942 for illegally funding Adolf Hitler in the Third Reich's War. Well, our boys were dying. Well, 405,399 of our boys fought, bled, and died against Adolf Hitler. That politician, that said Senator Prescott Bush, the father of George Bush Sr. and Jr., grandfather too, he was financing Adolf Hitler's war during that war. And it was at the expense of your blood, in my family's blood. There wasn't a household in America that didn't feel lost. When are you going to come to the realization that this doesn't have to be the way that it is? But go back, friends. Where's this all coming from? The same people that we know of, the same people we hear of over and over and over again, that the mainstream media keeps inundating you with the crimes. And they're casting it into your teeth because, again, they already know that you're not going to do anything about it. And that's why I continuously try to tell the people, listen, if you're not going to deal with it, it's not like they have a right to do with it. It's not to do the things that they're doing. It's not like there's a left side to the law here. It's not difficult to figure out what's right and what's wrong and who's right and who's wrong and who the guilty and the innocent are. And if we fail to be the law in this country because we are and they are our said representatives, we never give them delegated authority to attack us. But that's what they're doing on so many different levels. And what we have is we have corrupt judges protecting these people against the people that they're supposed to serve. This is why they're losing credibility. I just seen a thing last week. I think there's like a high percentage of the American people that don't trust the courts anymore. That's not a good place to put yourself. But I do want to go back and finish the point. Russia's calling for a new world order. It started in America under George W. Bush. It started before that, but he was the one that was really vocal about it. Over 202 times from the presidential bully pulpit. And what was interesting is they called for the new world order here. Then China was also calling for a new world order. And then also Russia was calling for a new world order, along with that heretic called the Pope. Okay, now what they're doing is they're tightening the noose. Did you know that all the countries in the Middle East, do you know that the ones that our federal government attacks and they cast into your mind that they need to be dealt with? And I'm not justifying the unjust in any sense of the word. I will never be a part of that. But it's on both sides. But when they cast into your mind that there's countries over in the Middle East that need to be dealt with, did you know that those countries that are continuously under attack by our said government, again, trying to convince us that they're the bad guys? Isn't it interesting that they're not under the control of the Rothschilds or their banking systems? Are you guys starting to understand how this works? If they don't have control of them, then guess what they want? They want control of them by any means necessary. Hey, folks, the problem is they think this is their world. It's not theirs. And I want to tell you something, friends, and I played this at the beginning of the show today. The bad guys and the globalists, they're not in control. The only way that they're in control of you is if you submit to them. That's the only way that they have control over you. Submit yourself to the Lord Jesus Christ and stand up and be a conqueror. Romans 8:37. We'll be right back. God calls to the Christian churches today, it is to come forth from their hiding place. Just as Elijah came forth and meet the king, declare the ground on which you meet the enemies of God and meet them in the name of Jesus Christ. John G. Lake. E.M. Bounds was correct when he stated that God's church is a militant host. Its warfare is with unseen forces of evil. God's people, he said, compose an army fighting to establish his kingdom in this earth. Their aim is to destroy the kingdom of Satan and to erect the kingdom of God over its ruins, which is, said E.M. Bounds, righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. This militant army is composed of individual soldiers of the cross. The army of God is its defense, and prayer is the added power that crowns it all.
Don't have a place to go for church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with Scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all true Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you're looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inerrant Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747, and start making a difference in your world today.
Jeremiah 6:16 commands that we go back to the old paths. He who has not felt what sin is in the Old Testament knows little what grace is in the New. He who has not trembled in Moses and wept in David and wondered little in Isaiah will rejoice little in Matthew and rest little in John. He who has not suffered under the law will scarcely hear the glad sound of the gospel. This quote given unto us by none other than R.W. Barber. Hey folks, this is what I see. This is what I see from my end. You're looking at social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in, do forgive me, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Final segment, I did not mean to do that. This is what I get to see. It's a bunch of, it's a gated fence, an entry fence, where the fence is removed on the right side and the left side. And what you see is you see the sheep that are bumped up against the portion that has gate. In other words, that's all I have to do is take a look to the right and to the left to go around the closed area. You know, the Bible tells us in John 10:3-5, the voice of a stranger, they are not to follow. Okay, now that's an oxymoron according to Scripture, because Jesus Christ, he is the good shepherd. He is the door. Okay, but it is a point that I'm making here, friends, concerning what the American people act like. If it's not closed up, folks, they'll find something to close it up. And I know people like that all throughout what they call Christendom in America today. They're looking for a reason as to why they don't do what they need to do or should do, okay? All right, if you want to call in, 281-845-4704. I want to get back and make a couple points. Yesterday, I had a guy read one of my articles. I had about, here, let me just go down there. I want to show it to you, and I want to give you the accurate number. I don't like just shooting things out there unless I know exactly what I'm talking about. I always want to verify it. Okay, so I have about 841 shares on my last article about Denzel Washington, Hollywood's con man, named in sexual pedophile ring along with the people's favorite politicians, T.D. Jakes, Billy Graham, Franklin Graham. The list goes on. And so what I did is I shared that. And obviously, you can see I got a response from it, and I got all the articles and videos that you need to see, friends, because all the information is there. And you know them by their fruit, Matthew 7, 16 through 20, and you can see what their fruit is. It's not good. None of it is. They're just there, as I said earlier, as gatekeepers. They want to give you the impression that they're the standard, and they want to keep you in line. That's why they're put there. No, Jesus Christ is who we follow, and we're not put in line by man, okay? We're put in line by him. The law shows me how crooked I am. Grace comes along and it straightens me out. That's right. That's exactly right. Okay, now the reason I'm saying that, friends, is because I'm trying to, there we go. I'm trying to find my little jammy there, my finder. And so I shared that with everybody. And this guy came back and he just started going after me. And I'm humored. Hey, folks, listen to me. If you call in and you're sincere, you're going to be given a sincere answer. I mean, that's just how it's always been here. But if you're insincere, you're going to get it. Don't expect to jump in a ring without getting hit. Don't throw rocks unless you expect someone to throw a rock back. The difference between me and you when it comes to guys like this is I have the facts. Okay? And the Word of God is not going to be compromised. We're not going to be a bunch of diplomats. We're not going to say, well, that's my opinion and you can have your own opinion. No, no, no. Wait a second. We're all supposed to be of the same mind and the same judgment. 1 Corinthians 1:10. What are you talking about? Okay? But I'm going to just go back and I want you to listen to this, because right after I shared that article with him, this is what he did. Is he said, my Bible says slander no man. So in other words, when a group of people that are put in position to influence the masses, somehow or another, he calls it slander. I used the example yesterday of getting pulled over by a cop for, let's just say, committing a crime, regardless of what it is. Is he pulling me over for slander? Is he pointing his finger at the law saying you violated the law, Romans 3:20, and you're going to be held accountable for the crimes that you committed? That's called judgment. Why? Because they establish righteousness and peace within the gate. How do they do it? I just got done telling you. Well, this guy doesn't like it. These are also the same people that say, judge not lest he be judged, right? Which isn't scriptural. Twist not scripture the way Satan twisted scripture. The Bible teaches us nothing but judgment. Period. Exclamation. It's our wisdom in the sight of the nations. And I'm talking righteous judgment. Okay, I'm not talking about unlawful, self-righteous judgment. I'm talking about making a judgment call according to God's law. And I am using the judge's word in making reference in condemning the crime, just like I was here. But this guy, this biblical illiterate, comes about and says, you know, you're not supposed to slander any man. And I said, well, why don't you go online and check the victims? Because the victims are on the videos. I said, the video's there. I said, are we supposed to just overlook the kids that have been used by these pedophiles and not stand up for the kids? And I said, I'm glad you're not my dad. He said, well, I've searched a lot of the stuff you say and found it false. Oh, okay. That's according to what? According to what? So what I did is I went over on his page real quick and I looked at it and it's like, oh, okay. I already get you. He's an idolater. Jeremiah 11:13. God condemns it. That's all I had to do is look just for one moment. And I said, so you have more of a care of a bunch of men in tights fighting over a pig ball than you do standing up for life. Just think about this. 80 million babies have been murdered while men watch men in full-grown tights fighting over a pig ball, only to find out and know that it's all rigged. Because, friends, guess what? It is all rigged. And it's not just football. It's not just baseball. It's not just boxing. It's all of them are rigged because it's premised on what? A system of gambling. Okay, let me go on. I said, so the Bible now teaches that you're not to call out sin, according to you. I said, you're scary. And I said, furthermore, you're ignorant. You're purposefully ignorant is what you are. He said, well, you know, if it be true, he said, you know, if it be true, you know, like, in other words, that's my opinion. And I said, I'm glad you're not my dad. I said, you know it's true. And he does. He says, okay, pal. And I said, truthfully, the truth of the matter is you're a coward. You care more about men on a football field than you do standing up for your kids. That is the definition of a coward. And to all of you out there that hear me all the time, I want you to understand that applies to all of us. Do you know who the first ones are that go to judgment? The fearful, the cowards. 21 verse 8, Revelation. They're the first ones to go to judgment because they didn't fear the face of God. He said, is that all you preach about at your church is anti-government? So he's just reaching. This is how he literally came at me. I said, anti-government. I said, you are the government. I said, your rights come from who? He couldn't answer it. Your rights come from God. Read the Declaration of Independence. Right? And then I said, and those that work for us, they serve we the people. They receive authority, delegated authority from we the people. Anti-government, I'm lost. And then I started to think about what he's going to say next. He says, I'm an independent. He goes, I don't like Trump neither. I said, that has nothing to do with it. It has nothing to do with it. If people would self-govern, we wouldn't be in the predicament that we're in today. Period. We wouldn't have all this government control if people would do unto others as they'd have them do unto you. Then he comes back, because this is all he could think of, parodying his hireling from the pulpit, John 10, 12. He said, you're a Pharisee. Pharisee. I mean, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, how much time did Jesus spend rebuking the Pharisees? I mean, is there anything that this guy's going to say that actually has any credence, or credibility? No. He said, you misquote scriptures to your own destruction. Okay, so that was another one. Okay, I'm trying to figure out. Yours is crossless and mine is bearing the cross. And I'm not trying to justify myself. I'm just trying to tell you what I deal with. And then I said to him, I said, how old are you and you're still this willfully ignorant? I said, prove otherwise. He said, you make the work sound like we need to fight the government. I said, again, did you not hear me? We are the government. And our representatives don't have a right to violate law. That's why we have provision in Article 2, Section 4. That's why we have provision in Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, to not only impeach them, but to prosecute them. Why? Because they don't have a right to violate law. And that is, for the most part, all you are seeing from the governments in the states throughout our union today. Look at all of this unlawful policy that is undermining what? The Constitution. Making war with heaven. Who gave us the government in the first place, premised on common law? I could not believe it. I could. I really could. Fight the government. We are the government. No, I'm not saying let's fight the government. I'm saying we are the government. And I'm saying we, the people, need to stand up and hold our said representative, limited government, accountable for what they're doing while they're assailing at us on a 24/7 basis. Why? Because they don't have a right to do that. Then I said, have you read the Declaration of Independence, where three quarters of that documentation shows our forefathers throwing off a tyrant across the pond that would not be ruled by God? Resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. Is that anti-government? Nope. That is pro-government, my friends. That is pro-government. He said, this country is a democracy. No, it is not. We are a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. Love you by what we do, and I will talk to you in 23. See ya.